Ontario's airport tunnel, the mission ends legal battles, Corona's economic development, and more. Welcome to Weekly Wire Roundup number 49. I'm your host, Various Smith III. Musk Boring Company backs down from Ontario Airport Tunnel Plan. In news this week, at Ontario Airport, Elon Musk Boring Company gave up on its proposed plan to build a 4-mile tunnel. This comes as no surprise. And before the Boring Company backed out of the project, the San Bernardino County Transportation Authority had approved an underground rail project costing $85 million and would have taken 48 months to complete. If you'd like to read more about what happened with the Boring Company backing out of the decision to build the tunnel, or what San Bernardino County Transportation Authority has decided to move forward on, you can check out the article at the website. Profiling Riverside County's Film Commission. The California Film Commission recognizes the Riverside County Film Commission as the official representative for filmmaking interests in the Inland Empire. The Inland Empire, especially Ontario Airport, has been home to filming locations for several popular films, including Constantine, Seabiscuit, The Cat in the Hat, and popular Disney feature film, Irby, Fully Loaded. The Riverside County Film Commission is the best place to start, whether you're looking for resources for still or motion photography, commercial, film, or television shoots. If you'd like to know more about the Riverside County Film Commission, check out the article on the website or go directly to their website and check out more about what's going on there. Mission Inn and others wage a legal battle against 8-story Riverside Hotel. A proposed 8-story, 226-room Riverside Hotel owned by Marriott Group with a rooftop deck was stalled due to two lawsuits. Behind these lawsuits is the Mission Inn Hotel, who sees the upcoming hotel as a potential competitor. Interestingly, the project developer Greens Group is committed to fighting the legal battle, even if it takes millions of dollars. To quote Admin Kadakia, the managing principal at the Greens Group, candidly, even if it costs us $5 million over 5 years, we want to see this through. Hope you guys are ready to rumble. Check out more information about this legal battle that's waging in our city by going to the website. The Inland Empire startup ecosystem industry is tremendously fragmented. A few top-tier hubs, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego, are well covered by media, events, and data platforms. Finding reliable information relevant to startups or the tech industry in the Inland Empire is extremely difficult. As a result, startups can't scale fast enough. Investors are having a hard time finding the right deals, and corporates can't find the right companies to partner with for their innovation activities. Start Empire Wire, the leading Inland Empire startup publication, is providing the Inland Empire startup ecosystem with the most accurate, engaging business and financial data, events, and news. Our reach of entrepreneurs, C-level executives, angels, VC investors, startup employees, key management at innovative corporates, and big tech is the solution for your B2B or B2C needs. As we build out our platform, we're looking for partners. This is your opportunity to get in on the ground level. If you're looking to align yourself with the local and growing startup and tech ecosystem of the Inland Empire, we have created the platform to get your name noticed and the opportunity for you to grow the recognition of your brand. Contact us today for availability and pricing options. We look forward to our partnership with you. What is C-Lab Pre-Accelerator by Caravanserai Project? C-Lab is a business accelerator by Caravanserai Project. The fourth round of businesses with social mission will participate in the Caravanserai Project C-Lab Acceleration Program. The C-Lab Fellows are additionally entitled to seed investment of up to $10,000 each. The application deadline is September the 1st. The C-Lab will begin in early October and run until May of 2023. Go ahead and check out more about Caravanserai's new C-Lab cohort that they're about to launch by going to the article on the website. City of Corona comes up with an economic development strategic plan. What's the importance? The City of Corona's business growth and economic resiliency initiatives will be guided by the economic development strategic plan. This plan is meant to promote a robust local economy. In late summer 2022, the plan will be presented to the City Council for adoption, execution, and follow-up. It will soon serve as an economic roadmap for the City of Corona in the coming years. Check out more about this strategic plan that the City of Corona is putting together by checking out the article on the website. Hell's Kitchen Integrated Lithium and Power Project. Investors flock to California's Lithium Valley. Controlled Thermal Research's Hell's Kitchen Lithium and Power Project is situated in the Salton Sea Geothermal Field in Imperial Valley, California. The Department of Energy is strongly supporting lithium recovery in the Salton Sea. The Salton Sea is a shallow, landlocked, highly saline body of water in Riverside and Imperial counties at the southern end of the U.S. state of California. It's become a key investment destination for clean tech investors. You should look more into what's going on with Lithium Valley by checking out this article on the Start Empire Wire website. This week, we published two great podcasts. You might want to check both of those out. The first podcast is contributing to the growth of entrepreneurs and creators via digital printing with Maritza Gomez. Great podcast, and Maritza is contributing lots to the business community. So go ahead and check out that podcast. Second podcast that we published this week was Building Substantive and Sustainable Support for Entrepreneurship in the Inland Empire with Dr. Mike Stoll. Dr. Mike Stoll, as you may know him, is a professor and all-around entrepreneur at Cal State University, San Bernardino. He's very involved with our local startup ecosystem, so make sure you go ahead and check it out, see all the great work that they're doing with the Center of Entrepreneurship and that he's doing through the program at Cal State University as well. Now for the events. First event you want to check out is going to be the 2022 Southwest Regional Economic Forecast happening on Thursday, August the 18th. That one starts at 7 a.m. and it is put on by the Temecula Chamber of Commerce. You don't want to miss out. Follow the link that's in the description if you want to go RSVP and be a part of that event. Next event you want to check out is going to be the All Chamber Mega Mixer happening August 18th. This one is at 3:30 p.m. on August 18th, put on by the Murrieta Chamber of Commerce. We mentioned it earlier. So follow the link in the description if you're interested. Next event you want to check out is going to be the Riverside County Women's Leadership Conference. This one is happening at Crossroads Church on August the 25th, starting at 10 a.m. To RSVP to this event, go to mychamber.org/WLC. Another event that's coming up on September the 8th will be the 16th Annual Women in Business Conference. This one is put on by the Temecula Chamber, and it's happening at the Pechanga Resort and Casino. September the 8th, starting at 8 a.m. Go to the Temecula Chamber's website to check it out. Next event that you don't want to miss out on, it's going on right now. It is going to be going on until September 24th. It's Zero to Customer One, a workshop series put on by Pause for Success. And all the details that you want related to that event can be found at the Pause for Success website, pauseforsuccess.org. Finally, check out Connecting Faith and Business, which is going to be happening on October the 13th, starting at 10 a.m., Connecting Faith and Business at the Riverside Convention Center. This event is put on by Impact and looks like it's going to be an amazing event. So go ahead and make sure you check out all of those events. Once again, thank you for tuning into the weekly Wire Roundup. We are so grateful for all of you guys who tune in every week. Make sure that you subscribe to our email list and subscribe to this YouTube channel. We look forward to bringing you more amazing content. If you have events, send those events to info@startempirewire.com. Look forward to publishing this content for you every week, and I will talk to you next week. Peace. This video newsletter is a roundup of articles, news, and events around the Inland Empire and part of Start Empire Wire, an aggregate location on the web dedicated to connecting you with the best startups, people, and events in the Inland Empire. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube and join our email list at startempirewire.com.